You pause in the doorway of room 14. The air smells faintly of antiseptic and warm blankets. Nadia, 61, is propped on pillows, breathing shallowly. The nurse said she likely has about 48 hours. Nadia was raised Jewish, drifted away decades ago, and wrote "none for religion" on her intake form. Her adult son, Daniel, asked you to visit after she started asking about prayer. You have met with her 3 times. Today she grips your hand, knuckles white, and says, "I want to be baptized." She tells you she has been watching a Christian ministry channel and feels sure this is what she needs before she dies. Daniel is pacing in the hall. You can hear his shoes scuffing the floor. He has texted you 2x. She's not in her right mind. Don't let anyone do anything. You have assessed Nadia yourself. Her cognition is intact. She understands where she is, what baptism means to her, and that Daniel will be upset. A pastor from that ministry is already on his way, 30 minutes out. Nadia is looking at you now, expectant, waiting for you to act. What's your call?